Mad Mike's thrown another headline into the story. Ponga found in cubicle with older man. There we go.
Rugby, that's good.
They're getting in here. 23 after 7. Gee, things are happening in the EPL. Two rounds into the season. We're fortunate this morning to have the expertise of the Fox Sports football expert, which is good. An expert has expertise. James Dodd is on the line. And Brandy yesterday, James, I've got to tell you, was putting it into Eric Ten Hag. He's never even been to a training, but he was putting the slipper into Eric Ten Hag. But, James, would you say Brandy joined the queue? It would be a very uncomfortable tenure at the moment at Manchester United.
Oh, it would be. Good morning to you, fellas. It absolutely would be. I think Eric Ten Hag knew the size of the job that he was taking on at Manchester United. You know, they're still, having been in the doldrums the last few years, they're still one of the biggest football clubs in the world. But I don't think even he would have expected. Maybe, you know, opening day defeat happens. They played okay against Brighton, but to be 4-0 down at half time against Brentford, a team who, let's be honest, this season are still looking to just maintain their place in the Premier League. To be 4-0 down at half time, to have a team where you've got Cristiano Ronaldo, the superstar who wants to leave the football club, but, you know, 37 years of age, nobody wants Cristiano Ronaldo, especially not on £500,000 a week, which is what he's currently earning.
Oh, man.
You know, that is a real rock and a hard place that Eric Ten Hag finds himself in between at the moment, because he's got to try and turn this club around. He will be given time, but, you know, if the results are still poor by the time they get to October, for example, then there are going to be a lot of people that are saying, do you know what, maybe this isn't working.
And they play Liverpool, and Liverpool finished off the round this morning against Crystal Palace. So it's a tough one for Man U, but Liverpool, a man down, would they have been happy with a 1-1 draw to Crystal Palace?
Yeah, it's a good point you make, actually. I think when Darwin Nunez got sent off for that, I mean, it was a stupid head, but he was provoked by the centre-half, Anderson at Crystal Palace. And listen, they knew that targeting Darwin Nunez, he is quite a fiery character. You know, he's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders being bought in for 60-odd million pounds that he was from Benfica. So they knew that if they were to target him and rile him up, Palace would have a chance of maybe getting something out of him. And it happened exactly as they probably planned it to. You know, going down to 10 men, they were up against it anyway, Liverpool. The crowd were getting on their backs a little bit because they were getting frustrated with the referee and some of his decisions. But Crystal Palace went to Anfield knowing that, listen, there's every chance we're going to be under the pump from minute one. And they were. But to do what they did and hit a great goal from Wilfried Zaha on the counter-attack and then really try and soak up all the pressure from Liverpool and let the crowd get on their own players' backs. You know, 1-1 is a good result for Liverpool in terms of them being down to 10 men, but they had chances to win the game as well. So it's a 2 draws from 2 games so far to start the season from Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp will not be happy with that at all. But as you say, going into that game against their arch rivals, Manchester United, still one of the biggest fixtures in world football, I think Liverpool will be licking their lips to try and get their season off to a positive start and try and inflict some more damage and humiliation upon their old rivals.
On Breakfast with Ossie and Brandy, James Dodd, football reporter for Fox Sports News, our special guest, covering all the news out of an eventful 48 hours. Now, what about managers going nose to nose at Tottenham and Chelsea? What's the fallout been there? What's the follow-up there?
Oh, there's been a lot of good memes on social media from this one, especially for those of you viewers who know what the programme Strictly Come Dancing is, especially with the two tangoing at the end. The both managers have now been charged with improper conduct by the Football Association of England. What that means is essentially, I'd be surprised if they get banned for it. I think they'll probably just cop a bit of a hefty fine just for, you know, bringing the game into disrepute. It all added to, I mean, Thomas Tuchel, the Chelsea boss, said, listen, it was a hot day in London. The temperature was hot in the game. He said, I just lost my cool, got carried away. You know, it was all sparked by Antonio Conte, the former Chelsea manager, now Tottenham manager. After Tottenham equalised to make it 1-1, Thomas Tuchel and his player Kai Havertz thought that there was a foul in the build-up to the goal. It shouldn't have stood. The VAR checked it. The referee said, no, I'm happy with that. The goal stands 1-1. So the tension was there from that moment onwards. Chelsea then make it 2-1 soon after. Thomas Tuchel goes screaming down the touchline a la Jose Mourinho at Chelsea many moons ago, right in front of Antonio Conte's dugout at Stamford Bridge, just to really rub it in his face that they'd gone 2-1 up. And then obviously at full time, Thomas Tuchel's justification was that he didn't look me in the eye when he shook my hand. I think there was a bit more to it than that. Antonio Conte actually, funnily enough, put on his Instagram account later that evening a picture of Thomas Tuchel running past him on the touchline with the caption, I should have tripped you up. So Antonio Conte was taking it pretty lightly. Thomas Tuchel apologised afterwards and said, look, it just got the better of me. But I expect both of the managers to probably cop a fine and they'll be back on the touchline for next weekend.
And no surprise, Man City, two wins, maximum points. Arsenal also there with two wins.
Yeah, Manchester City, we start with them. They were emphatic against Bournemouth. I think Bournemouth went into this game as $36, people, if you wanted to back them to win that game. That's how most people thought that they had a chance for. Manchester City were emphatic from the outset. You know, Erling Haaland, most people fancied him to probably score three in this game. I think he walked away with one assist, but that just shows you that Manchester City is such a dangerous team. They can score from anywhere on the pitch. You know, with players like Kevin De Bruyne and Phil Foden, they are capable of doing damage to any side, be it Bournemouth or Liverpool. So Manchester City, very, very comfortable, you know, already at the top of the league. And as you say, with Arsenal, two wins from two. Arsenal haven't started the league season with two wins for quite some time. So they brought in Gabriel Jesus from Manchester City in the off-season. He scored two against Leicester at the weekend. He got two assists as well. So he is exactly the sort of player that Mikel Arteta wanted. Mikel Arteta used to be Pep Guardiola's number two at Manchester City. So he's worked with Gabby Jesus. He knows the sort of player he is. He knows the qualities he brings on and off the field. So a really positive start for Arsenal. You know, they've had Crystal Palace and Leicester, not the hardest games to start a season, but you still have to win them, and they've done exactly that, and they sit up there with Manchester City.
Great stuff, James. James Dodd, football reporter with Fox Sports News. We appreciate your time.
On you, James.
All the best, boys.
Well done. And NRL's free-to-play game Pick'em is back. Just pick the winning margin from four selected matches to win a share of the 100 grand weekly prize. Head to nrl.com/pick'em. Now, the sports bet market for the EPL, Brandy. Man City, $1.36. Liverpool, $6.50. Arsenal and Chelsea, $15. Likewise, Tottenham. Manchester United, take a guess.
40s.
$101. Ooh. After 2 weeks of the season, the sports bet market. Gamble responsibly. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.